Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
This is the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach. All across the country, American girls are missing. Dolls, that is.
And here it goes. The tag's off, and it's in the skirt, just like that.
For one family, thievery is the tie that binds.
What made the Bogdanovs such great thieves is that they work together as a team.
The Bogdanov family crisscrosses the country on a toy-stealing crime spree worth $7.1 million.
The Bogdanovs literally could not walk into a store without snatching something on the way out.
Making off with millions, the Bogdanov family is part of a big problem that CNBC retail reporter Courtney Reagan says is only getting bigger.
The National Retail Federation estimates that $45 billion in losses occur in retail due to shrinkage. Shrinkage being the retail industry term for inventory loss, which comes from theft by either consumers or employees or goods that are otherwise damaged or unsellable.
When an item disappears off the shelf, who ultimately pays the price?
So when you're thinking about the prices that shoppers pay at stores, if you see a store or a retailer that has a high amount of shrinkage or theft, that means that is not a profit, it's a loss. And in order to make up for that loss, they're going to have to increase the prices, which ultimately means that honest shoppers can end up paying more to make up for the dishonest thieves.
With thievery on the rise, the Bogdanovs are some of the best in the game.
It seemed like theft was a way of life for the Bogdanovs.
According to former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti, there's a secret to their success.
What made the Bogdanovs such great thieves is that they worked together as a team. I mean, this is a family that had been working together for years. You had the father, Branko Bogdanov, who would remove, difficult to remove security wrappings off of products. You had the mother, Layla Bogdanov, who would be able to secrete items in her skirt, hide things in a way that, would be difficult for store personnel to find and make them hesitant to search. And then, of course, you had the daughter, Julia Bogdanov, who would work with them as a lookout, looking to see if store employees were paying attention, and if they were, to quickly interfere with them so that the other two could make a getaway.
Here's another example of the Bogdanovs. You're going to see here the EAS, the security activation.
The daughter's role running interference can be seen very clearly in this video.
Julia's role, again, is to intercept any employee that would try to follow and stop her mother and father. Here you see the employees responding to the activation of the security device. She's engaging them in conversation to try to give mom and dad time to get in their vehicle and flee. Right, so this is just a great illustration of how they operate.
The Bogdanov success starts before they go into a store with research on consumer demand.
They chose their product brilliantly. All of the product that they would target was brand new, in demand, easily monetized.
The Bogdanovs were smart enough to locate the highest value items they could think of that were small and could fit inside a skirt. So they would go after Lego sets. Not the $10 Lego sets or $20 Lego sets that you buy for your little kid to play with, but expensive Lego sets that were collector's items that would retail for several hundred dollars each.
Their thievery from stores, including Barnes & Noble and Toys R Us, makes them millions, and the Bogdanovs live the good life.
It's hard to believe that stealing toys and electronics could get you a $1.3 million house in a rich Chicago suburb, but that's exactly what happened for Branko and Layla Bogdanov. They lived in a luxurious home. They had many cars, some of them luxury cars. They lived a very good quality of life without appearing to be working legitimately at all.
In December, Glenn Justice travels to Chicago and confronts the man he suspects is the Bogdanov's fence.
The fence listened, and after about a minute and a half, interrupted me and said, "Mr. Justice, I think I know where this conversation's going. I'm not stealing any of this product. I'm getting it from a specific individual."
Justice goes with the 71-year-old gift shop owner to his home and follows him into his garage.
And I truly wasn't prepared for what I was going to see. It was laid out like a good stockroom. Three of the four walls had shelves with product neatly stacked by category and type. And in front of me on the shelves were hundreds of my Missing American Girl doll product right in front of me. "Do I have your permission to record this conversation?"
"Yes, you do."
The man agrees to tape a recorded statement and tells Justice all about the guy who's been selling him goods for years, a business associate he knows not as Bronco, but Franco. Unlike most multi-million dollar crime partnerships, however, theirs starts with tiny plush collectibles.
"How did you meet him initially?"
He approached me in my gift shop with Beanie Babies to sell.
From that initial meeting over Beanie Babies, a relationship flourishes.
"Can you describe some of the product that you bought from him over the years, please?"
Baby monitors, baby carriers, toys such as Furbies, American Girl mini dolls, V-Tech electronic toys, Nanoblock, Lego Roby House.
Over a decade, he's turned Franco's goods into a thriving business on eBay.
"What would you estimate the yearly income, gross income, to be over the last several years?"
Last couple of years, it's been about $200,000.
"Can you estimate how many items you have sold on your account over the course of its history?"
"At least $100,000.
"What percentage of product sold on your eBay account was supplied by Franco in your estimation?"
90 to 95%.
The tape in hand, Justice can feel the case of the missing dolls coming together. But first, he needs to shut down his thieves.
Literally, while I am speaking with the fence in his garage with all of the product that's stolen, the Bogdanovs are in southern Florida near the Fort Lauderdale area, stealing from my stores.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
In January 2014, Glenn Justice brings the Bogdanov case to Chicago to present it to the U.S. Secret Service and Renato Mariotti, then a federal white-collar crime prosecutor.
When I was assigned the investigation of the Bogdanovs, I was investigating what I thought were some extremely important financial crime cases. And I was looking at this case and I was thinking to myself, they want me to investigate a group of people who are stealing toys. It just didn't make sense to me at all. After I talked to Glenn Justice, I realized that these people were stealing at a scale that was hard to imagine. Millions of dollars worth of toys and electronics were being stolen.
Mariotti decides that it's no longer time for slaps on the wrist. He wants to charge this band of shoplifters with a federal crime. To do so, he treats the investigation like a drug case, obtaining a warrant to track Bronco's cell phone, hoping to catch the family in the act of transporting stolen goods across state lines.
Suddenly, the phone was on the move. They were traveling out of state, and they ended up going to Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, through Mississippi. They went all over the place, stealing as they went.
As the Bogdanovs head south, they have no idea they're under surveillance.
They watched him go into an Apple store and come out. They watched him go into a Starbucks and come out. They watched him go into Toys R Us and come out. And what we found out afterwards when we talked to people for each of those stores is that literally there were thefts at every single store. When they went to Starbucks, they stole 10 bags of coffee. When they went to the FedEx store, they stole packing supplies. The Bogdanovs literally could not walk into a store without snatching something on the way out.
Julia, Layla, settling in. They're looking for product that they want to target.
When the Bogdanovs entered a Toys R Us in Houston, investigators have Glenn Justice contact the company, whose employees follow their every move on camera.
And this video will illustrate exactly how the Bogdanovs operate.
When they first go in, the Bogdanovs wander the aisles until they find the product they've come to collect. This time, it's Lego Mindstorm blocks, which have a retail value of $350 per set.
Ultimately, they are going to go over to where the Lego Mindstorm product is. Bingo, there you go. There's selection of one Lego Mindstorm. Selection of number two. You could clearly see that's what it is in the cart. And then Layla is going to grab another piece of merchandise and place it on top so that store employees won't see that Mindstorm being pushed throughout the store.
Having found the goods, Bronco is on the move, looking for the perfect spot in which to work.
What you're seeing now is Bronco and Layla trying to find an aisleway where they're comfortable to remove the security devices and conceal it. Right here, you see that? He's actually looking at the camera. He was physically looking to see, is there a camera there? Is it watching me? And hey, this might not be a good idea. Let's go to another aisleway.
Once they've found the right place, everyone gets to work.
You're gonna see Bronco wrestling with something on the box. Well, that something on the box is a security device.
Layla and Julia block the ends of the aisle so no one happens to walk by and see what Bronco's up to.
And he's going to try to loosen it enough. And then once it's removed, he'll hand that to Layla. And here it goes. The tag's off and it's in the skirt. Just like that. You see her fluffer skirt? That big box is gone. Now we're gonna do it again. She's gonna grab it and go in this side of her skirt. So here we go, pay attention, it happens quickly. Right-hand side of the skirt, look around, into the slit, in the pouch, gone. So if you can imagine this several times a day, right, do this, take as many as they can, leave, go to the next store, do the same thing until the sun goes down.
Investigators watch and wait while the stolen goods are moved across state lines back to Illinois. When Bronco calls the feds to unload the hot items, feds move in to make arrests.
Investigators say Bronco Bogdanov and his family were able to live in this fabulous Northbrook mansion because they were highly efficient criminals, specializing in shoplifting at stores across America.
When federal agents searched the Bogdanov mansion, they found a treasure trove of merchandise. Everything from the baby monitors and toys to cutlery, various clothing items, all sorts of stuff that you might imagine at a department store, but it was right in the Bogdanov's house. We had caught them red-handed.
In November 2015, the Bogdanovs all plead guilty to charges of conspiracy and interstate transportation of stolen goods. During her court appearances, Layla seems less than contrite, blaming the thievery on her Roma or gypsy upbringing.
Layla Bogdanov's attorney argued on multiple occasions that Layla was born into a culture, a Roma culture, in which she was taught that stealing was something that was okay to do. It was actually a God-given right that she had.
No one buys it.
No matter what your background is, you have to follow the law. And no matter who told you, God or your mother or father, stealing from other people is just never the right thing to do.
In 2016, a federal judge in Chicago sentences husband and wife, Bronco and Layla Bogdanov, to 4 years and 3 years, respectively. Their daughter, Julia, gets just over a year. Even with this gang of thieves behind bars, shoplifting remains a multi-billion dollar problem. And one day, the Bogdanovs will walk free.
I hope that a stay in federal prison convinces the Bogdanovs that they need to change their life. But unfortunately, based on the information I have, it appears that theft is the only job that they've ever known.
Thanks for listening to the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.